Hello and welcome to Wing Women, Season 2, Trut Garnyaka, a semi-historical TTRPG podcast based on the real-life Night Witches, using Jason Morningstar's game system of the same name.
Hi, I'm Elsa Kegelman. I play Rita Vasilievna. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm using the Hawk playbook.
Hi there, my name is Madison Cadullo. I use she, they pronouns. I'm playing Dimitria Volkova, and I'm using the Raven playbook.
Hello, my name is Julianne Kastner. I play Tatiana Kutzmana, and I am using the Sparrow playbook, and my pronouns are she, they.
I'm August Hawkfog. I use they, them pronouns. I'm playing Ninochka, and I am using the Owl playbook.
My name is Kevin J. McCann. I use he, him pronouns, and I play everybody else. Welcome back to Wing Women, Episode 2. We left off last time with Rita having been covered in mud and somewhat publicly humiliated, but a helping hand from Sasha got her cleaned up, and she put into plan a devious, devious plan that got her a nice snapshot from the propaganda team that was there filming some new videos and new photos for Joseph Stalin's propaganda campaign for the war. Speaking of that, Kitty Kilovich, the female model we met last time, did smack Tatiana in the face after confronting her, after Tatiana interrupted her modeling set. A minor fight broke out that was eventually broken up. We left with some cutting words from Dimitria as Ninochka and Dimitria brought Tatiana back to their new place of living.
I don't like that pause after what should be barracks. Where are we?
Well, Tatiana, you are shepherded over. Rita, you're coming up shortly behind them, so feel free to join the scene whenever you desire. But Ninochka, as you carry Tatiana fireman style over your shoulder, you see where there should be barracks or tents, there's just plywood on the ground, and it's a little confusing. And then you see coming out of like the third line of plywood, someone walking up some like dirt stairs, and you realize, oh, the dugouts are literal dugouts. The advance team came here and like cut out some ground for you, and you guys are literally living in the dirt with plywood, ramshackle, old, like it looks water soggy already because there's been on and off storms, and it's smelly because it's June and it's hot. Old plywood covering this like ramshackle hole in the ground where as you descend the stairs and Ninochka, you are forced to duck the entire time that you were down there. They weren't anticipating your height. Some bunk beds have been set up, a couple of cots, some hammocks. Your stuff has all been put on one bed or another, reflecting luckily, whether you were a top bunk or a bottom bunk last time in your old barracks. That's it. There's a mirror nearby. There's a little trough of water for, you know, whatever you need it for. And that's it.
I'm just saying that if they were going to get a propaganda poster person, they could have found at least someone who looked mildly not the most German-looking motherfuckers that they could have found for this stupid ad. I think it's in really bad taste.
Tati, before I put you down, have you wiped the spit off your face?
Yes.
All right, I'll put you down.
Tati, I hate to be pedantic. Well, God knows that's not true. I don't want to be pedantic right now. Kitty? Her name is Kitty? She's trying to cosplay an American and doing it poorly.
Oh, that's even in worse taste.
Uh-huh. So, like, really, you have nothing to be ashamed about.
And also, she's completely in good health. She looks absolutely fine. She looks like she comes from a good family. It's just like, why the fuck isn't she actually here? She's a fucking coward.
Well,
every available person should be fighting right now. It's an absolute goddamn embarrassment that she isn't here. She should want to be here as I gesture to this dirt. This is the place to be.
Well, are you okay? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Could I give you some pointers for... Have you been in a fight before that didn't involve an airplane?
No.
Okay. Could I give you some pointers or do you want to sit on it for a second?
I don't imagine she's going to be sticking around. let me sit on it.
But what happens if you have to fight someone else?
All right, all right. And I take my jacket off again, and I'm like, okay, what do I do?
I'm not going to hit you.
Then what?
I'm just saying, less talking next time, more hitting. She made up her mind to fight you, like, the instant she walked over there. Just get the jump first.
Tati, do you know how to make a fist?
Yeah, and I do it completely incorrectly. Like all my fingers would have been broken.
Okay, no. And I take her wrist. I like take out all the fingers, and I go no. So what you want to do is you want to put these in first, and if you really want to get them, you do the heel and you go up, and that'll do something. Or if you want to punch, you go like this, and you tuck your thumb underneath, and you aim with this part of your hand. That's how you avoid crunching up those fingers.
At this point, Rita descends down the stairs into the barrack.
And
now,
when
the joints are the weak point of a person. So
when you throw a punch,
it makes them weak in the knees.
When you throw a punch,
what's going on down here? Did I miss something?
We're teaching Tati how to punch.
There was a fight.
Tati held her own pretty well, actually.
Tati, would you like to explain?
She was fucking up your plane, and so I let her know that it was not okay for her to do that.
The little thing?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened?
You know what? It doesn't matter what happened. She isn't fucking up the plane anymore, so it's fine.
Rita looks to the other two. What happened?
Well, okay. So I think this is a lesson that we can all learn about maybe not provoking people who have a little more socio-political power over us. If someone is doing their job and they're doing it halfway okay, let's just leave them alone, because who knows which one of them is going to knee you in the stomach, grab you by the head, smash you down, and spit in your face. All right? I'm just saying, it's a matter of personal concern. Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Sure, except, you know, sometimes it's worth it to stand your ground, and if it means that you get pushed over a couple of times, at least you made your point. You got your point across. And
Dottie, did you get your point across?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
So what I'm hearing is that things didn't get any better after the mud to the face catastrophe, which, by the way, we are never speaking of again.
Yep.
Silent nod.
All right. Well, thankfully, my shower gave me time to reflect on a new strategy coming forward into camp. What is the name of this small person?
Kitty.
Kitty what?
Kilovich.
Okay. That's not a real name.
Rita, if it helps, for lore reasons, she's at least 35.
Sad.
I know it's silent for a second there, guys. We were all just demolished by how Elsa said that.
Can we please add the disclaimer? I don't know what we're all laughing about, because I'm the closest one to 35 here.
Aging like a fine wine, Madison.
Thank you.
I've said much worse things in character on this podcast and never offered a disclaimer, so I think we're fine.
Hey, guys. Kevin here. We're just going to say, if you're over 35, we love you.
If you're over 35, you're so hot.
All right, so Kitty Kilovich, she's at least 35. She is cute. She's cute.
Nah.
Nothing to write home about.
No, nothing.
And she's only doing this whole modeling thing because she couldn't hack it doing any of the really tough jobs?
Well, ladies, let's be real. If someone came in here tomorrow and offered me an apartment in Moscow to pose like I'm in a war, you bet your ass I'm taking that.
Well, it's your lucky day. And you all turn around and you see Mustache Boy with the white shirt and the suspenders. I'm sorry, you without the shirt. You do have a shirt, just one of the undershirt ones.
No, I know.
We're watching this man's short circuit in front of us.
And you are?
I'm Anatole. We're actually looking to expand our talent pool. We're going to be announcing this shortly, but if any of you are interested in becoming a model, It does come with an apartment in Moscow. It does come with a not insignificant guarantee of food throughout the rest of the war. And it does guarantee you don't get shot by a Nazi unless they get to Moscow, in which case, well, we're all fucked.
Understood. Do you have an office of some sort? Or a place where all you boys are gathering?
Yes, we've been given the little office. There's the first one right at the corner, and then the one next to it, which you can see on your maps. The one next to it, that's where we're setting up. That's where we're developing film. That's where we're doing auditions and, you know, test photography and all that stuff.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Perhaps I'll meet you there a little later. But this is really the girls' barracks, so, you know, a little privacy, please.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, wait.
Yes, you with the face mark, with the handprint on your face.
Yeah, no, it's just a rash. It's fine.
I fully saw you get slapped in the face. It's okay. She's a crazy bitch. It's all right. Go ahead.
Can we still do propaganda and still fight in the war?
No.
Oh.
Frankly, Stalin considers it, if you're face of the propaganda, then we got to protect you at all costs. So if one of you gets called up for the propaganda mission, yeah, you're out of here.
But wouldn't it be, I don't know, better and also easier instead of trying to like sculpt someone into like this ideal image? Why don't you just get footage of us flying?
Listen, dolls, you bomb Nazis, I make movie magic. It's much easier to sculpt from my side of the camera.
And besides, some of us don't need sculpting. I'll see you at the office later.
Sure. Toodaloo. Leaves.
Rita, he has footage of you falling in the mud. I tried to steal it back, but I wasn't quick enough.
What do you think I'm going to that office for, Demetria? Ladies, I don't mean to brag, but I have a grand plan in mind.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm listening.
Does it involve stealing or doing something that would immediately get us all in trouble?
Yes.
You're pausing too long. Oh, even worse. Okay. All right. We just got here. We just got here. And maybe, and take this with a grain of salt, maybe we don't fuck it up immediately.
Well, some of us already have. Some of us are trying to rebuild using whatever means are available to us. So if you get the chance to play nice, Dinochka, some of us don't. So just la la la, you've never heard any of this before. I don't have to divulge. I don't have to share. I just thought you were all my friends.
Nino, could you block your ears then for a second?
I think there's another cow out there that needs attending to.
I'm going to straighten my lapel.
And her name's not Kitty.
That was a good one. I'm going to straighten my lapels. I'm going to go find the commander. I leave the room.
I've started a tally of just like all of the digs that we've made at Kitty. And so it's just like I just do a little tally mark for Rita and be like, yeah, Rita got one.
Great. Ninochka, we'll catch up with you later when you go find the commander, Group Captain Makarovna. Let's stay in the barracks for now, or the dugout.
I'm listening.
I do plan on getting into that casting office, if you will, at some point, but you can't appear to want it too badly, because then it's just gross and desperate, and men are turned off by that. However, getting into that office and destroying that previous footage is a goal of mine, although I am a little confident that I've amended or perhaps made a better impression since then. But I by no means take the presence and the disrespect of this Kitty crazy bitch any less seriously than the rest of you. And I would like to see her go down. How, I have yet to figure out, but she seems to be a fragile person in personality and stature, and so perhaps there are opportunities there.
Let me think on this. This is going to require some machination.
I'm just letting you know what my goals are.
No, and thank you for being forthright about them. And I've kind of like sat down and you're like, this is suddenly much more businesslike. Like we're scheming, okay.
We've presented an alternate reality where Regina George and Janice Ian team up.
Yeah. Because a fourth worse person has appeared. Now, I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is a little bit more delicate than I think we might assume, because we can't do too much to disrupt the propaganda machine.
Oh, no. I don't want to disrupt the propaganda machine. I want to disrupt her and create a power vacuum in which someone might be able to take advantage of that space that has been created.
Maybe her co-star knows something about her.
There was a co-star. Sorry.
The
chiseled jaw, standard specs.
Blonde.
I'm sorry. This is not the first thing you all said to me.
Generally, don't pay much attention to men.
Oh my God. It's like you don't even know me. Rita throws her toweled hair down and starts making preparations.
Incoming message coming from a friend of the 588.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Five Gems in a Trench Coat.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
What's that?
You want to know what Five Gems in a Trench Coat is? Let us tell you.
It's the adhesive that keeps the fragile pieces of my sanity together.
Well, okay, Jesse, what it actually is a narrative-driven TTRPG actual play where five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice.
Of their choice?
Each season?
Each season.
That's pretty cool.
We I disagree.
Oh.
I feel it's the adhesive.
So, like, you guys aren't all in a trench coat?
No, we're definitely in a trench coat.
How does that work?
Get her.
Before I'm caught, you can check out Five Gems in a Trench Coat just about anywhere you get your podcasts, or you can check out our website at fivegemsinatrenchcoat.com. Oh my God, they really are all in a trench coat.
Let's leave Dimitri and Tatiana to deal with that on an emotional level. As we follow over to Ninochka, you picked up from the film guy, the captain's office has been set up. It's at the corner near the entrance toward the runway.
Kevin.
Yeah.
I said the commander. I'm going to go find Ivana and I'm going to see about those papers because it's been a few days.
Okay.
I'll swing by the commander's office. Maybe I got lost.
It's a new place.
Roll eyeball for me.
Eyeball, and that's plus skill?
Plus skill.
Come on, baby. 9.
Yeah, you're able to find her. Ivana is back toward the train. In fact, she's still on the train. And it's a little mob movie-esque. Like, there's a back... It's like a back carriage that has, like, a tiny little room for her on it. And she's just conducting business. And there's, like... You see a woman come out with, like, really curly hair. She's about 5'4", kind of thing. And she's got, like, a couple of boxes that she's holding very firmly. And she sees you. And she looks at you for a long time. Her eyes kind of go wide. And then she moves to go away.
You know what? You stay in your lane. I'll stay in mine. I just kind of like look down demurely like, I didn't see you. You're good.
Yeah, you feel her pass by your shoulder. The door is left open to the carriage with Ivana in it.
All right. Okay, I'm going to walk on in.
Well.
Oh, all in one piece. Thank God.
If it isn't my favorite... Wait, what?
Don't worry about it. How was your trip? Good, I hope?
Ups, downs, rumbles along the trainway. It's just one of those things, you know? How are you doing? How was your trip?
I never could sleep well on a moving vehicle, I guess.
I heard.
Yeah? Heard what?
I hear all sorts of things, Lieutenant.
Okay, you're being cryptic. All right.
Yeah, it's part of my mystique.
It is a part. You know what? You've cultivated it well. Congratulations. Is anyone else in here?
No, it's just us.
All right. How are those papers coming?
I can get you papers pretty soon. Probably the next shipment of supplies. I think we get one in a week, and then it's going to be pretty infrequent after that. I don't know how much use they're going to be right now. I'm going to advise you both in terms of how hot they're going to be and in terms of usefulness that you might need to sit on them for a little while. Because we are literally in the middle of fucking nowhere. And the closest city is the little Nazi town they've set up on the other side of no man's land.
Of course, no. This is simply insurance. There is no active plan for them. Back pocket stuff.
Understood. So, Lieutenant, now we come to the question of payment. Now, I do accept...
I was going to say strontium or whatever the fuck it was that...
Heavy metals.
Precious metals. I do accept gold, platinum.
Precious metals.
Heavy metals, my friend, is steel. I have plenty of steel at my disposal. Gold is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, that's why it's called that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Ninochka. You're very astute, Lieutenant. So, do you have any... precious metals for me, or are we going to pay this some other way?
Kevin, a question. Have I noticed over the last traveling, the packing and the unpackings, has anyone of my squadron had any kind of gold jewelry?
I would have you roll eyeball.
Sure.
And say with a 10 or higher, you would have seen it in a place where you would have been able to easily snatch it. Mm-hmm. 7 to 9, you would have seen it, but not easily snatched it. And then below a 6, no.
Sure. That's a 9.
Sasha's wedding ring is gold. You did notice Demetria. You know Demetria has her little collection of trinkets, some of which are gold. Mm-hmm. And you noticed at one point that Olya has a gold tooth in the back.
In the back. Ivana, how much gold are we talking here? Are we talking a bar? Are we talking a ring?
No. I would take a bar if you had a bar. But no, for this is a few ounces. An ounce. An ounce of gold would be more than sufficient to cover the energy that I've had to put to getting these papers for you with the appropriate signatures that they are never, ever going to be out of date.
And... what kind of favor are we talking about here? I'm just exploring all my options.
Favor is open-ended.
You said that last time. Let's get a little more specific.
I don't know what I'm going to need you to do until I need you to do it. I won't ask you to kill anybody. I may ask you to hide a body. Let's say that's the worst I will do is ask you to help me hide a body.
If I do not procure gold in the week that it takes you to get these papers... we can just say I owe you a favor. But if I get the gold, I'll pay you before they arrive.
Sounds good. Yeah, gold by the time the train arrives.
Sure. All right, cool. That is... do you have anything for us here at the commissary so I can say I got it?
Oh, I've been so busy with my money-making job that I haven't really been doing my real job. Here's some crackers. I don't know if these are from the commissary, but, you know, they're tasty.
I'm marking that in my inventory. All right, cool. Now I will go to the commander. I just wanted to get that squared away.
Great. Yeah, so follow you, head toward the commander's office, come in. It is like a tiny little, like, hut on the corner of this runway that the commander is in, smoking over a bunch of different missions, literally just like schematics for different upcoming missions. Yes, Lieutenant.
Hi, Captain. Is this a good time? Is this
as good a time as any when we're settling in?
Sure. All right. Do you know when our first mission in the air is going to be?
What time is it?
8 a.m.
Okay. 12 hours.
12 hours. Okay. How long are the propaganda people are going to be here?
Their mission is open-ended.
So are they going to be posing on me and Rita's plane open-ended?
Once we unload some of the spare planes, we'll give them those. They just grabbed whichever one looked good first because they wanted to get the morning light. The head of the project considers himself a real... I don't fucking watch movies. Artist. And he needs it to be just right. So morning light, you know, golden hour, whatever the fuck that means.
I wouldn't know. Cool. Great. On on like a scale of like junior lieutenant to general. How important are they? Like, should we not fuck with them at all? Like, should we talk to them? Should we be respectful to them? Should we just ignore them? Is that okay?
Ignoring them might be a good option. I did fully see what happened to Tatiana.
Okay, good. So you know what I'm
I know what you're talking about. Stalin is a very big fan of this film director's work. He's a big fan of this photographer. He handpicked the headshots of the two models that they're working with. So I would advise you to avoid any obvious trouble. If I learned anything during training, that you're not going to avoid any trouble. But as long as it doesn't get back to me, Ninochka, I don't care.
Well, I think that's as good as I could have hoped for. You know, actually, Commander, this was very reassuring, I think. Okay, do you have any more cigarettes?
Fine. Yeah, and throws you a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, a whole pack? Woohoo! And I leave.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts. We're going to be in deep shit in a couple weeks.
All right, I will. Hopefully they're fucking done scheming, and I'll head back to the barracks with my little crackers and my cigarettes. And if any of them are in there, I'm gonna tell them about the open-ended bullshit.
Ninochka, as you return, I'm going to just say a couple new figures have appeared in the dugout who have not introduced themselves just yet to the other crew. I don't know. I won't speak for what the crew is doing. There is an even bigger woman than you. Very, like, tall, little hands right here. Very big body, just present, just kind of awkwardly looking around. And then the very same girl from the train who you saw, she's in the dugout with you guys now. Olya and Sasha have also been by. Some of their stuff has been unpacked. You notice there's about 8 beds per dugout, so they've stuck a couple extra people with you.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I will. Nino's never felt this before, but it is a certain gorilla-esque need to remind the world that she's the biggest. She's never felt like that before. But for some reason, her back is straightening and her shoulders are going back, and she like puts her arms out and she's like, oh, okay, all right. Hello, hi.
Like a cockatoo, her little crest came.
Yeah, confused. And I will walk over to them and be like, "Hello, you have joined my squadron in our bunk. My name is Lieutenant Ninochka Filipovna. Who are you? I'm not used to looking up."
Olga.
We've had Olga for 10 seconds, and if anything happened to her, I'd kill everyone in this room and then myself.
I would kill everyone. Hi, and I go, all right, okay, hello, Olga. And you are?
Oh, hi. My name is Victoria Grudneva.
Full name, okay. Cool, great. Welcome to our bunk. If there's any weird smells, it's probably me. Don't blame any of the other ones. They're going to get weird about it. You could just ask me if it's me and I'll figure it out for you. If there's anything you don't want anyone to see, and I kind of look at the curly haired one, Victoria, I go, probably put it like in the middle of your mattress, because Demetria likes to scavenge, not in like a weird way, but in like a shiny crow's way. You know what I mean? What else should you know?
I think about looking offended and then realize how hypocritical that is. So it's a really fun face journey of just like, hey, well.
You know, so you can roll eyeball on this if you would like. You do see Olga zip up her jumpsuit when you say anything you don't want being seen.
You fucker. You little bitch man. You gave me a best friend.
You can reliable on it.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? That's an 11.
11. You see on like roughly their midsection, the like outline of a book that you were just drawn to because their hand passed by it. Otherwise, you might not have noticed it. But
is
you
that
do
Olga
see, like,
or is it Victoria?
Olga. Olga. Victoria has not. Victoria is just staring at you, not like really staring, but just like is really enwrapped by you, is the sense that you're getting.
Putting that in a folder for later. Olga has a book.
Olga has a book in there around their midsection.
Big has book.
Big has book.
I was kind of looking at Victoria for that because she had the curly hair and I saw her leaving Ivana, right?
Yes, you did. So you have that, but she hasn't done anything to trigger like curious.
All right.
In this interaction.
All right.
Also, anyone else who's in the bunker, we haven't determined what you're doing yet. If you want to be observing this and picking up, like trying to grab any information yourselves, feel free to like call out desires for roles.
Rita is rapidly but skillfully redoing her face, like full face, like styling her hair. She's in like, you know, and of course has no tools, has no anything, and is trying to very quickly make herself a rival Kitty Crazy Bitch.
Out of earshot of anyone else, like I'm going on my face journey when Nino like accuses me rightfully of not necessarily stealing, but definitely picking up other people's things to admire them and then sadly putting them back. But I'm gonna lean over to Rita. Now, you're the expert on this, and I will concede that, but I do just want to remind you that she's probably not expecting physical warfare along with psychological. And she did throw hands first, so it might not be bad to have a backup plan. And then I just kind of like leave her to her own business.
Demetria, I went to all-girls school. I understand. And continues preparing.
That explains so much.
Tati is unpacking her things and sort of just like trying to find a way to keep her books, her notebooks, and like just little bits and bobs and things that she has taken from like home to duty station to now here that are mostly just like schoolwork as well as like her own notes and things that she's noted about flying, her own flying records. Like if she's like, oh, I got past this altitude, like I'll keep track of that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like a suitcase that we get, like a box or like a duffel bag?
You would probably have like steamer trunks with a bunch of your stuff and then a duffel bag for like essentials. If you had to do like for the train, you would have had your duffel bags and the steamer trunks probably would have been locked away somewhere. So you are having access to your trunk again. So you can probably get at stuff that you deemed non-essential for a 2 or 3 day train ride, but you still would have during wartime.
All right. Out of my trunk, I'm going to get my silk scarf and I'm going to try and make like a little area that my cat can like have his little bowl and then pick him up and then put him on my pillow. And I'm like, this is my cat. He's mine. He's my cat.
Olga has zoomed right over to you and is towering over you.
Yeah.
And goes, what's his cat name?
Constantine, Constantine, Constantine.
Rita snorts.
Best choice.
Thank you all who voted in that poll.
We find ourselves in a position to refer to human Constantine, Constantine, Constantine.
No, no, no. I think that is exactly what we should do. He's Connie. Connie for short.
I hold Connie?
Yeah. And I basically teach Olga what Demetria taught me in terms of just like, the slow blank, the like gentle and being like, he's real skittish and it took a long time for him to get used to people. So you just gotta like, let him come to you. Sometimes people are dog people and some people are cat people and you gotta figure out which one is which.
Two things happen. One, you notice that Olga holds this cat as if she were holding plutonium. Like just full like and the cat does not look distressed. In fact, the cat does not have any skittishness, immediately warms up to this gentle giant of a woman.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Okay, cool. I'm gonna take him back now. And I'm gonna take
You are a good cat mother.
I know. Thank you. And I go back and I'm like, just the culmination of everything that's happening. She's just like, she definitely just like little tears, little tears, and just like nuzzles the cat.
She's fragile.
I'm so fragile right now.
Ninochka, checking back in. Olga comes back over. Sorry, Kat, I had to.
No, I understand. Wait, what squadron are you guys a part of? Who's your lieutenant?
We are with 587.
Do I know about 587?
The 587 is, you're part of three units that were activated. The 586, which is mostly male, if I remember correctly. 587, which is co-ed and runs bombing missions. And then 588, which is you guys who have the worst planes, but are all female and specialized missions. So 587 would be, we are in bombers which land that Moscow pretty people come from. And... I am Navigator. I believe you are also Navigator, little one, referring to Victoria. And Victoria just nods.
Oh, okay. Well, excited to work with you all. Our next mission is in, and I'm going to like kind of turn my body towards my squad. And I'm going to say the next mission is in 12 hours. And so, you know, like if there's anything that needs to be done, think about that. And I'm going to sit down next to Tati. And like once like that weirdness has passed, I'm just making conversation, just like, you know, counting how many cigarettes are in the box. I'm going to go, propaganda people are here open-ended, so please be a little careful.
Okay.
They're not just going to leave. Aww. This doesn't have an end date, so if it escalates, that can be a problem. You can do whatever the hell you're doing. I don't care. The captain also doesn't care. But, you know. Just putting that in your ear. You're smart. You can figure it out.
I think that the situation is well in hand with Rita. And if Kitty somehow ends up getting screwed over in the process of scheming, I'm fine with it. But I have more important things to be thinking about as I'm going through my notes and just looking over maps. And I'm doing my studying and my flash, the equivalent of just like doing my flashcards.
I see all this and I'm like, yes. And I pat you on the shoulder and I go, excellent. That's what I like to hear. And I'm going to start unpacking my stuff.
George, Lenny, has anybody showed you where the commissary is yet?
George?
What are we going to do, boss?
Wow. I've read like four John Steinbeck books. That joke made those four, reading those, slogging through those, worth it. Wow.
You want to go show them the rabbits, Demetria? Like,
oh no.
No, I want to take our new best friends out to lunch before they die tragically for narrative purpose.
Oh my God. Victoria goes, no, I could eat.
Good. I haven't either. Let's go.
Cool, we'll follow you for a second, and then anyone wants to interject and do their stuff, but we'll just learn about the commissary. As you pop out on the other side of the dugout, because it's two entrances, you know, classic dugout style.
Like a dugout.
Yeah, like a dugout, you know.
Baseball?
Baseball, yeah. A thing all
Take
your characters have heard of.
Take me out to the World War.
Actual propaganda machine.
Fry me some Nazis with Cracker Jacks.
I may never come back.
Come back. So it's shoot the machine guns.
The whole song. No, keep going. You started it.
Guys, we've written our new intro song. I mean, it's...
If they don't die, it's
hey,
a shame.
Ego, I think you'll want to hear this.
When you drop gas on a civilian center, that's a war crime.
Get Margot on the phone. Where's Margot? You got to get Margot Robbie on this one.
Grammys.
Oh boy.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Demetra, you wanted to do something important.
No, I didn't. I actually just kind of wanted to get my jokes off.
Just so, yeah, to describe what you what your commissary is now, you come out of the dugout, you see the stew bowl with Anissa over it in the middle of the field. You walk over and she goes, "Ah, hail Stalin, this is the commissary now. You can sit on the ground if you want. Here is your bowl of stew."
Hail Stalin. All right, thank you. While we're sitting around eating our bowls of brown. So you both came on the same plane as the film crew, or just in the same general vicinity?
I do not speak for other, but I come on train. I was in compartment. Door was too small to exit. I had to climb out window when we stop.
That's very impressive.
And Victoria goes, I was on the train too, but I could walk around. I'm so sorry that that happened.
See, accessibility in this country is a nightmare. So you don't have any knowledge about this film crew then?
I do not. Victoria immediately jumps in. They are motherfucking morons. I know that asshole from film school.
You went to I shouldn't be surprised by that. You're right. That's me. I should check my bias. Really? Which one is the asshole?
All of them.
All of them, really? Because, gosh, that kitty just looks so normal.
God. Stanislavski wannabe bitch.
Now, Kitty can't be her real first name. Is that? That's got to be a stage name, right?
You know, if you give me a little more stew, maybe from your bowl, I can tell you. Ooh, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Do you want a pocket cookie, too? They're oatmeal raisin.
No, 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 it's okay. I don't like raisins. Gertrude was not doing her any favors, especially when, well, she turned 27 for the 13th time. And that was 3 years ago. Ah, I'm so bad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Have you ever done any modeling? You have this really wonderful mix of masculine and feminine.
Rita finished applying her perfect shade of Soviet red and all powdered and whatnot, and heads out to, like she attempted with human Constantine, generate a circumstance to run into the male actor model for the propaganda machine. So can I roll like eyeball to see if he's around?
I think he's enough of a presence and an unusual presence in the state of the camp that you're aware of his movements. I think it's actually going to be act up, if you want to call it hooligan lady. I don't think it's natural born Soviet airwoman.
It's lady.
It's lady. You're right. If you want to roll act up like a lady, we can see if something comes up. But I think you're aware of his movements. You're just trying to find the right time.
Mm-hmm. Got to get those dice sounds. Mm-hmm. That's a 10. And then if it's act up, do I get to add guts to that?
You get to add guts if it's like a lady.
So it's 11.
Great. So you kind of follow and keep an eye on the whole shoot. They do more stuff on the planes. They get them changed into some different outfits. You see them like in the field, like they're literally like tilling the field in military uniforms is like, you know, collective propaganda, farming propaganda, that kind of stuff. Working on some of the machinery together, all that stuff, a lot of fake laughs and smiles and all that stuff. And then he actually does get some grease on him. So while they're going to go do like filming and photography with Kitty, the male actor walks over to the latrines and you see still clothed, he's trying to figure out how the shower works to get cleaned up. Mm-hmm. And he is alone in that moment. It's a time of day where no one's really using it.
Rita walks by. She knows that he's in there, but she walks by and then she like steps back, like does like, this is a fake double take that's happening here. And then she's like, oh, do you need any help with that?
Sure. Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Oh, it's just you just pull it from the top. But be warned, it's a little lukewarm, so careful there.
I don't mind. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Pulls, starts to take off his shirt, so you just see back muscles.
Nice work out there. And Rita, finding herself flustered, scurries around the corner, but does not leave.
Okay. He gets into the stall, and then you see his pants and underpants go over the side of the door, and him under the shower getting cleaned up.
Rita sees the undergarments go like over the door.
Mm-hmm.
Have we seen like a trailer? Do we know where Kitty stays?
You do see, like, since you've been moving around, someone has set up like a tent that is clearly meant to house a bunch of people. And if you poke your head, no one's around for this. We'll say that 11 does you a lot of cover on this one. You can poke your head and see like there's a bunch of cots, and then there's a couple of like walled off areas that are clearly for the talent. And yeah, table set up for equipment to be repaired. And yeah, some of the guys are probably staying in the office, but the rest of them are staying out here along with the talent.
But there's no one around.
No.
Okay, so that underwear disappears.
Okay.
And makes its way, not inconspicuously between like under Kitty's pillow, but not really.
Okay.
Oh, is there anything else? If I'm in there, is there anything else I can see while I'm there of Kitty's?
You want to roll eyeball? Rather than what you were doing, which is like pop in, figure out which was Kitty's room, do the thing, and then get out. You're now like standing. You're opening yourself up to some liability. So it will have to be another roll.
And that's a 3.
You do hear some voices approaching, and you realize you don't have a clean escape.
Is the tent staked to the ground?
It is, but you could probably raise up like the out like the wall side and sneak out that way.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Great. As you do with that 3, you do see the male actor walking in the distance, and he sees you, and you immediately know 2 things. 1, he figures that you probably stole his underwear because you were the last person around when that happened. And 2, he just gives you like a nice, okay, I know what you're about, and goes into his tent. And he's drenched with water, and he's got the towel one side, and he's got the slit leg, and you can see the calf muscles and all that stuff.
Not the calf muscles.
Rita hurriedly walks to wherever she's to back to her plane, to whatever she's supposed to do with her job, her real job.
We're fighting a war.
She's fighting for her life out there, okay?
So we get to a couple hours before your first real mission. It's going to be at 8 p.m., and we're going to pick up our next session at the planning for that mission. At about 6 p.m., you hear some knocking on the top of the dugout. You see the face of Vera Vladmira pop down and go, "Hi, everybody. Good to see you."
"Hi, Dr. Vera."
"Nurse, thank you, but that's okay. I was just sent down. I'm supposed to run checkups. I just want to see everyone's in good flying order before we send you out tonight. We haven't really checked in on you guys in a while. So if you want to come over to the nurse's tent, we're out behind the planes and the trucks. And we have a decent little station set up there with as much privacy as we can manage."
What's all in this checkup?
Making sure you're not like bleeding, I guess, or actively sick, or we just want to make sure you're in good condition before we send you out in actual combat, because it can take some pretty hard stress on you and your whole like shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Why wouldn't we go? Yeah.
Good luck making sure everyone in the women's unit isn't bleeding.
We've all synced up.
I've synced up with all of you. We're 2 weeks away from that. We're fine.
Vera keeps track.
She's the only one.
Vera like sneaks up to you on a random day and he's like, hey, bestie, you're late. Did you do you need me to drive you?
Yikes. I'm sure there's instances where it's just like maybe we've just all together stopped because of stress. Maybe not like now.
And also nutrition.
Yeah.
That's probably what's coming. Rita has no qualms about this and gets up to go to her physical.
I will bring up the rear.
Tati goes, stay, Connie. And then...
I will hold Connie. I don't go till tomorrow. Hello, Kit. And Olga...
Hey. He's... Just be delicate.
I will not touch. I'm just going to keep eye on, so don't run away.
Okay. Don't feed him anything else.
You got.
All right. Thank you. And I turn and go.
All right. Let's start with Ninochka. You come across the airstrip. You see the planes getting set up. You see, like, everyone else who you've kind of recognized from the 588 is going through this. You're kind of one of the last crews to be grabbed. So it's just a check-in before you all go. And people are literally leaving the nurses' tents to go into their planes and to take off. Vera says, I'm just going to handle you guys. Lieutenant, let's go with you first, ranking officer. Follow me into my little tent, please.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ramshackle, you know, couple of pitch tents and a little table with whatever you need. And so Ninochka, you get put up on a little table. Quick, basic physical. And then Vera just kind of stops at one point and goes, so how are you doing?
You're the doctor. You should be telling me.
Again, I am a nurse. You are in good physical condition, but I just wanted to check in on how you are doing, Ninochka.
I'm tired, but, you know, sleeping on a train will do that to you. I'm sure that'll... go away.
Have you been sleeping?
Not well, but you know, like again, on the when I'm not on a rumbling train, I'm sure I'll sleep fine. You know, once you come down in the airplane, the adrenaline wears off and sleep hits you like a truck. I've really been enjoying it.
Okay. If you find that you're having trouble sleeping, and you want to talk to someone why, or if you just need something to help with that, let me know, okay?
What do you have that would help with sleeping?
Chamomile tea and drugs.
Okay, all right. I should have expected that.
Yeah, not Olya drugs, you know, but, you know, that stuff.
Yeah. Cool, yeah, great. Can I leave now? Oh, point of order. At any point, physical exam. How undressed did she make Nito get?
None whatsoever. Just, you know, some basic movement tests and no undressing.
Cool. Great. Awesome. Great. Oh, this was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. Great. Cool.
Lieutenant, you're okay to leave.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Vera.
Can you send in Rita?
Yes, I can. Rita, you're up.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I'm a lieutenant.
Serves you right. Hi.
Hi, how are you, love?
I'm all right. Does the physical, runs it. You're in good shape, and same thing of just, how are you?
Recovering from mortification, but on the up and up.
I heard. That's good. I'm glad you're on the up and up. Any worries going into combat?
Other than the ever-present threat of Nazis and death? No? Okay. All right. Didn't land. No, I have full trust in my navigator and my squadron and that things will be fine.
Do you trust yourself? You lift yourself out there. I just wanted to check.
Oh, I'm a competent person. I am a competent person.
You're a very competent person.
I am a competent person.
Okay. Hey, if you need anything, just don't feel bad about reaching out. We're here for you.
Can I like roll to like the this game's version of an insight check on that?
Yeah, if you want to roll eyeball.
It's an 8.
Okay. Yeah, one question on that. So general question, are you just trying to get a vibe off of it, or if she's like picked up something about you, is there a particular part of the statement that you're confused about?
I am curious about the veracity and like the intention behind we're here for you. Is Vera here for me? Is the state here for me? What is that sentence or statement about?
Sure. Vera means it in the sense that there's a nursing staff now that she's involved with and that she knows you and that she wants to help you. She did not mean it as an allusion to like a kind of like sly allusion to the state.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Could you send Tati, please?
Of course.
Thanks.
Short fry, you're up.
I go up and I plop and I make it very clear I can get up onto the bench, no problem.
Oh, we have a stool. Okay.
No. as I vault myself onto the bench.
She has to take a running start.
Yeah, I'm like smack and the deli paper is like.
Great. So she performs the physical, no issues, comes up. And she just, same thing. How are you, Tati?
I'm fine.
All right. If you need anything, let us know. Can you send an
Nitria? Wait. Do you think I'm fine?
I'm going to ask you a question that I don't know if I really want the answer to. Can you keep a secret between us?
Oh my God, yes.
The captain is having us do these check-ins because she does not want to form emotional attachments with any of you because more than likely a significant number of you are going to die. So we need to know that you're all going to be okay going into the air. And these physicals are necessary and a big part of the check-in before you guys go. But this check-in that we're doing right now is also a big part that we're worried about that we frankly think should be accounted for. Tati, I have gotten the sense from you on occasion that you don't always like my energy, and I respect that. And I respect you as a person enough to say that I'm here to help you in any way that you need. And if you don't think you need my help, I'm not going to force it on you because that's not going to help either of us. So if you need anything, let me know. If you don't, that's okay.
Okay. Thank you. And I hop down. Do you want me to send in Demetria or?
Demetria is perfectly fine. Thank you very much.
Okay. Nimi, you're up.
Cool. Doc, I got this weird mole.
Oh, where?
I think about bending over to show her my ass and then I don't. I just show her the one that I've had next to my belly button forever.
Okay, up on the table, runs the examination, pauses the end. Demetria, how are you?
I miss my dad.
Okay. Do you need anything?
No.
Do you mind if I go out on a limb?
Be my guest.
Okay, there's something that I need. Grabs you, kisses you. End of episode 2. Thank you very much for listening to Wing Women, everybody.
What the fuck? Oh my God, I knew it! I knew it! I knew it!
Wing Women is a Night Witches TTRPG podcast. August Hochvog plays Nino, Julianne Kastner plays Tati and also edits, Elsa Kegelman plays Rita, Madison Cadullo is Demetria, and myself, Kevin J. McCann, GMs and plays everybody else. The game system was created by Jason Morningstar of Bully Pulpit Games and tells the story of the 588th Night Bombing Regiment, brave young women who attacked the invading German forces for 1,100 consecutive nights throughout World War II. All character portrayals are fictional. Any similarity, names, events are purely coincidental, even the real ones. If you want to follow us on socials, get updates, sneak peeks, or just tell us you're enjoying the show, check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Wing Women Pod. If you're able, you want to support the artist directly, we'll have a link below where you can buy us a biscuit from the Commissary Hall or at ko-fi.com/wingwomenpod. Thank you for listening. Special thanks to the folks at Bully Pulpit and another friend who wished to remain anonymous. You know who you are. Until the next mission, this is us signing off.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to answer a text.
What was the text?
Oh, no, it was Kat
sorry,
was asking.
Sorry, I can't be her.
Kat was reaching out to me. I just wanted to check in.
Oh, never mind. Sorry, Kat. Genuinely sorry I can't be her. Hi, Kat.